Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, this Matas Buzelis, man. So when the Bulls drafted him, you know, my son's a big Bulls fan. He has been in love with Buzelis. Started looking up his highlights, and he's like, this dude can play. And then he wasn't getting any minutes at the beginning of the season, but DJ was all in on him. So I kind of just adopted it because we share, you know, texts every time Boozy's playing. But he's done some damage against the Heat this season.
Yeah, he can play. I watched him last night. He can play.
What'd you make of it last night? Solon, I was watching soccer last night. What'd you make of it? Because I saw something, you know, like someone wrote Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. Let me see if I can find that. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us today, by the way. I want to ask Coach Larrañaga several things. Last night's game in particular, there was a sequence where Tyler Hero stole the ball from Kobe White. And then chose to take a three rather than an uncontested layup, which would have cut it to a one-possession game because it would have cut it to three.
Yes.
And it ended up turning a five-point lead into an eight-point insurmountable game because Lil Boozy Vert hits a three going the other way. So I'm curious what Coach Larrañaga thinks of that particular sequence.
That was – I looked at it crazy, but the numbers – makes sense. Cut it to two, cut it to a single possession.
Cut it to three.
I mean, cut it to three.
Right.
But instead of cutting it to four, now you still have to get the ball twice. The defensive side, they weren't ready for that.
If you hit the layup, you cut it to three.
So
if you take that layup, you cut it to three. One possession game. So here's the only thing that, and this is why I want to ask Coach Larrañaga.
Yes.
Do you sometimes just say to a player, hey, if you're feeling it, you're feeling it? This goes against everything that I would teach you and coach you, but if you're in the moment and you're feeling it, almost like a linebacker, a cornerback, jumping a route, taking a chance, might get burned, but you're feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm going to jump this pass, and sometimes you get burned on it. And, you know, it's very easy later on to say, hey, why are you doing that? Like, play defense. All we need there is not to give up the first down. So I don't know.
Yeah. But that's – I would have liked him to take the two, cut it to three, and then you see what happens on the other side.
Sure. You got plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
One defensive stop, and then you got to come down here to three.
But that's the defensive side of that. Because everybody's talking about him deciding to take a three. It's going down and not defending the perimeter.
Especially Boozy.
Oh, good.
Get your ass on Boozy. What'd you think of that sequence, Solana?
I wasn't happy with it, honestly. If this was a regular season game in February and January and December, even early March with zero seeding implications, Tyler had just hit a three. He makes the excellent defensive play, and he felt good about the three. Fine. It is what it is. Who cares? With this amount of importance, with that possession...
So you have to know just the game awareness, but what this could mean for your entire postseason run.
The difference between having to go back to Chicago, play that team in that environment a team that the Heat don't match up well against. They just don't. The difference between you having to go be in that situation just to have to go play another game on the road to be an 8 seed and you get the Cleveland Cavaliers, or you get to host the Chicago Bulls or the Atlanta Hawks on your home floor, and the road to being a playoff team is much easier, could have been Tyler simply laying that up. There's 35 seconds left on the clock. You have to get one stop, which the Heat, by the way, were really good in the final 3 minutes outside of that boozy triple three where there were numbers because Hero didn't get back on defense in time. The Heat got multiple stops down the final 3 minutes. Like, they swung momentum their way. Go get the easy two, man. And you guys know I love Tyler Hero. I don't think it was a bad shot per se. It's just that specific situation with the context of the game going behind it, you go get the easy two, yeah. and the momentum still carries. You know, it still goes in your direction.
Here's what Ira Winderman wrote. Someone emailed Ira, and it said, Tyler Hero takes one incredibly stupid shot every game. And here's Ira's response. Here's the deal. You can't credit a player for his fearlessness and then criticize him for being fearless. Should Tyler Hero have pulled up for the late three-point attempt in Chicago? Seemingly no. But if it goes in, then it's an entirely different narrative. Ira writes, I'd put it this way. Once you show the gumption to come up with the steal, as Tyler did on that play, then you've earned the right to move forward as you see fit. What matters most is that it becomes lesson learned. Next time, steal the ball, take the sure two.
It's pretty much what Bam said when they asked him after the game. They were like, if he would have hit that shot, y'all would have been all over him. So now he misses it. Now this is the conversation? No, let him shoot. And without him making that defensive stop, he wouldn't have had a chance to shoot. That was a bonus possession, really. And
But like Solana says, that bonus possession, if you want to call it that, can honestly change your fortunes in the postseason.
But you can't. You think in that moment, he steals the ball and says, okay, well, now we have to go play Cleveland, but then we can play Chicago at home. And no, he just hit a three, and now I'm feeling it. You just said, Hulk, you said, I'm feeling it.
I get it.
I'm going to pull up. I'm feeling it.
I get it. I mean, listen, I do it in radio where we're being silly, and I'm feeling it, and we're in a funny mood. We were doing it yesterday on the show. And then I may say something that crosses the line. I mean, that's essentially it, but I'm in that moment. I'm feeling it, and maybe my governor isn't as – on as it should be because I'm feeling it. I'm, wow, this is going great and whatever. And so Ira writes there is if you celebrate someone's fearlessness,
mm-hmm.
you can't criticize them. You know, it's the Brett Favre thing.
Yes.
It's the Aaron Rodgers thing, right? If you love a gunslinger and then they take a chance downfield and they get picked off, you can't go, it's Cam Ward a little bit. At UM, you know, where everyone's like, oh, my God, when he extends a play, it's magical. He sits there. And then there's times where you go, you know, he holds on to the ball too long. You're not going to extend every play. Well, make up your mind. Either you love the fact that he can extend a play or you don't want him to extend plays and just get rid of the ball.
Yep. If he gets sacked, you can't say, no, let the ball go. No, right. Because you love the last three touchdowns he threw 4 seconds in the backfield.
You know when you suggested I should get vaginal rejuvenation yesterday on the show, Hawk?
Yes.
I believe that was you crossing the line. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, you think that was the moment where my governor was down?
Correct.
And yeah, that's fair.
I think that was a great assessment.
I won't argue with you on that one. That perhaps crossed the line just a touch. We have another 4-pack of Heat tickets to give away. Heat and Wizards, final game of the regular season. We have a 4-pack of tickets. Just keep listening. We've got another 4-pack tomorrow if you don't win them today.
This is crazy. I mean, because this is an analogy people use a lot, and we talked about it on the show. We bring it back for years. Brett Favre, Hall of Famer, 508 touchdowns is crazy. 336 interceptions.
Guy zinged the ball and didn't care if there was single coverage, double coverage, or triple coverage, he was fearless.
Yeah, he could have thrown, out of those 336, he probably could have thrown a check down.
Oh, sure.
100 of them.
Yeah.
Style. I'm about to go get it because I got 500 for you. This is 509. No, the safety broke on that ball early.
But it doesn't mean that if the Packers were in a situation where they're on the bubble of being a wild card team or not, and they have a drive to go ensure that they're at the very least going to control their destiny to being a playoff team, Brett Favre wouldn't have a governor and say, hey, I can't be silly with the ball right now. I can't take that extra shot.
But
I have to be a little bit more conservative.
The only thing I would argue, Tyler put up 30 last night, right?
He did.
I mean, he was having a good game.
Going, yeah.
So, you're in that situation because of him. He hit the three before
thing,
and got the steal.
You know what
steal.
I mean? Like, it's one thing if Kyle Anderson steals the ball and then pulls up for three. Yeah. It's like you have to give some sort of leeway to Tyler in that situation, especially in the game that he's having that particular night,
and,
no?
And Solon, and you're right. I understand what you're saying, the situation, the implementation of what's going on.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
When you're in the fourth quarter with 30 seconds left, you're not thinking about all that. You just made an amazing defensive play, and now I just hit a three. Let me get back behind this line, hit another three, and be a hero. This layup's not going to be sexy. We're still down.
And remember, too, Solana, you never played real ball like me and Crowder, and I was a shooter, too. So you and I are coming from – you were a defensive specialist, that's what they used to call it. But I was a shooter. Sometimes you just got to feel it. You got to let it go.
Solana was 3 and D, no D or 3.
Maybe extra D, low on the 3.
Two things.
All right, let's get headlines with Solana. So Jim Larrañaga is going to join us. Randy Moeller is going to stop by our broadcast table here at the Amerant Bank Arena, talk a little Panthers hockey with him. We've got the Heat tickets to give away. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Panthers and Red Wings tonight at 7 p.m. The Heat still have a chance to not be the 10 seed. It is highly unlikely. I mean,
so if they're the 10, on the road. They got to win 2 road games.
We're doing this again.
Okay. Yeah, because I can't retain it.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm being honest. I cannot retain this.
Yeah. If they're the 10, they're on the road for the first playing game.
Okay.
That'll be either against the Bulls or the Hawks, depending on what happens.
The Hawks are in Atlanta still.
Yes.
All right. I have a tough time retaining this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what, Solana?
If the Heat can win the 9 versus 10 game, they're still not a playoff team. They have to play the loser.
If they lose the first game,
they're out.
That's it?
Cancun.
They're done.
Cancun.
All right. But if they win,
they play the winner,
the loser
of the 7-8.
The loser of the 7-8.
Okay.
The winner of the 7-8 is the 7 seed, even if it's the Hawks or the Bulls who would be the 8 seed.
All right. And so then, so regardless, now if they're the 9, they could end up still the 9?
Yes, they can.
If they're the 9, they still have to win 2 games.
Correct. but they would host the first one.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
But it's highly.
And if they're the eight, slight chance, because I saw Ira tweet out earlier today, there is a slight mathematical chance they could be the eight.
Right. So here's how they can be the eight. The Bulls lose their final two games. They have Washington Friday at Philadelphia Sunday. Go look up who Philadelphia was playing yesterday in their game.
We watched Philadelphia here.
Well, it's worse. It's worse.
It can't be worse than Kyle Lowry.
Hawk, that Lonnie Walker?
Somebody, hey, man, Lonnie Walker overs. Lonnie Walker must have gone for 30 against the Heat, didn't he?
He did. He had he had 30 points.
Yeah.
Somebody scored 30 points for the 76ers yesterday. And by the way, I genuinely do prepare for Heat games. I went down the roster for Philadelphia Monday. Like, I knew who was playing. Quentin Grimes had scored over 22 points in 12 of their 13 matchups. Like, I knew everything about this team. Somebody scored 30 points for the Sixers yesterday. They played 30 minutes. I've never heard of them. They were in Miami on Monday. Jeff Doughton.
Yeah, JD. No doubting Jeff.
JD doing it. Huh? That was good.
Thank you. I'm a word guy. Wordsmith.
The Hawks have to lose two of their final three. Here's their schedule. At Brooklyn, at Philadelphia, and versus the Orlando Magic, who have already clinched the seventh seed. So they're not playing for anything on Sunday. So the Heat are going to be the 10th seed, gentlemen. Like
The Heat are going to beat Washington. And who else do they have left?
They have tomorrow. They're in New Orleans, final road game.
So they're going to win their two final games.
I mean, are they? Or are they just going to prioritize health, Hawk? Like, if there's nothing to play for, do you risk Hero, Wiggins, who didn't look 100% yesterday? Well, do you risk any of those guys?
I mean, mathematically, you still have the potential to improve your seeding. So
yeah, but if tonight Atlanta wins their game and all the Hawks and the Bulls have to do is beat Washington and Philly and Orlando.
So you give them a gimme?
It's not giving them a gimme. You're just playing the odds. Like, the reality is they're not losing those games when something's on the line for them. They're more talented than those other teams. I'm not saying the Heat are going to go out here and blow these games, Hawk. I'm just saying you rest your guys. You prioritize being healthy on Wednesday when you're playing whoever it is that you're playing on the road.
We're at the Amarant. We're here at the Panthers Arena. It's kind of what they're doing.
Well, a little bit different,
though. Let's get healthy. And so we can get in this tournament.
But it's a little bit different because the Panthers are loaded with talent and the defending Stanley Cup champions. The Heat are eking their way into the play-in tournament and then hoping not to get swept in the first round.
I'd rather be healthy to play those play-in games
than
be a 10 seed and not have Tyler or Bam or one of those guys. Go get them. Highsmith.
Well, listen, Solana would bench Tyler just for that three last night. Solana's a no-nonsense coach.
He'd be so terrible.
You play the game the right way, it rewards you. And the Heat didn't last night.
They did.
So the Heat play tomorrow at New Orleans.